He's big and he's good and he's agile and he's skilled. He's a load, but you know their whole team is. You know, you bring Isaac Hawes off the bench and you know he's certainly probably the biggest guy that we've had to go against in recent memory and but they can stretch it at four spots on the perimeter. They're a very well coached, balanced team, even though they do play through Caleb.
Do you feel like Landon Lucas would have a chip on his shoulder knowing that he's heard all of this stuff about what Caleb Swanigan can do to opponents and feel like he's going to have his best game?
Well, I don't know about that. I can't predict that, but I think that he'll be excited to play. But you know, this time of year, I think everybody gets excited to play. I have never been one, and when it gets late that there's bulletin board material that, hey, they're talking about this guy all the time, or, you know, hey, they talk about everybody. And so he'll be excited to play. It'll, you know, he'll be guarding quite a bit of the time, not all the time. And certainly, you know, he presents a lot of challenges for us, but so do other guys on their team as well.
How will the arc play in both ways, the three-point line?
Well, you know, they make more than we do. And we're a good three-point shooting team, but they take more, if I'm not mistaken. I think we're both about 40.6%. I mean, 40.6%, something like that. But I think they may take a few more. I think they're averaging about 9.1 a game. But that's going to be a factor. You know, but rebounding is also going to be a huge factor. You know, we got to do some things to keep them off the line. We do, because if you worry just about taking away low post and packing it in so much, then obviously that opens up stuff that they want to do just as much as throw it in, and that's shoot the open threes.
You said Landon would be guarding Swanigan most of the time.
Some of the time, yeah.
Some of the time. Mm-hmm. What would the rest of your lineup be, especially when Haas comes off the bench?
As far as who's guarding who?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Jeez, I'll tell you, Frank won't guard Haas, okay? I'll put it to you like that. So, but that's the only thing. Yeah, he may want to, but that's about the only thing I'll say.
You call Haas Ivan Drago? You have any other pop culture references to describe Purdue?
No. That one just came to me off the top of my head. But I do think there's some similarities, except he's about 8 inches taller. But, you know, we recruited Isaac some out of high school, you know, it's just amazing to see the improvement he's made. But I have no other references.
A town of 4,200 people, and then now he's on the national stage.
Yeah.
What was the recruiting process? How did that conversation go?
Well, it was Dooley. Dooley was the one that was a point man on that, and obviously it didn't go very well. He went to Purdue. But that's what makes this tournament, I think, so great, is you see, you know, whether it be everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a background. You know, Josh's last week was being in Detroit and playing Michigan State. There's all everything. And, you know, I've been able to watch some footage and stuff of Caleb to see how far he's come in so many different areas. And it's so good to see. It's remarkable to see. And we have a team full of those, and Purdue has a team full of those. But everybody does as well. But that's what makes this tournament to me so special, because those stories don't get told. Until obviously you get a chance to be in on the stage like this.
Two conference champions
in the locker room said speed beats size. Several of them mentioned that. Where's that message coming from?
Well, it's probably coming from the coach, because you know, in all honesty, it that needs to be the case. Doesn't necessarily mean it plays out that way, but you know, if we're going to go into a situation where, okay, we're going to let them do what they want to do, Then we're not going to be in very good shape, I would think. So we need to do some things to just disrupt their rhythm.
How does the size of Purdue change the way your guards have to handle when they drive in the lane?
You know what? I don't know. You know, Purdue is, you know, if you just look statistically, they're not a big-time shot-blocking team. They're a wall-up team. But what gets lost a lot is Purdue plays – majority of the time the same way we do. They play with one big and four guards, and their second big guy is the same size as Josh, but he's a three man that's playing the four. So there's more similarities in how the game will start than what a lot of people think.